Brigade obviously one hand on the trophy. It'll be over possibly next weekend, but certainly within the fortnight, because they haven't lost a game in the league this season. You can't really see them losing one either. Yesterday, another very convincing display. Corian bowled out for 79. Very poor performance, but a great performance by young Exon Johnson player Ryan Macbeth, playing his field now with Brigade, picking up 6 wickets for 30 runs. Brigade just lost the 2 wickets, winning by 8 wickets. They leave them 70 points clear at the top now, so a massive gap between them and the rest.
Well, there was a bit of a surprise yesterday. Saw second place Brady against Eglinton, and well, no one seen that one coming.
Definitely not. Brady in second place before yesterday's game. Outside chance of still catching Dunamana very remote, but they bowled out for 66 with a major shock. Young Matty Mills picking up 3 wickets for 9 runs and 2 overs yesterday for Eglinton. Eglinton just lost the 1 wicket, very convincing one by 9 wickets, and a massive blow to Brady's outside chances of retaining the title.
Well, Dunamana, they had a 2 wicket win over Ballyspellin in a match, well, I suppose you don't see it that often, but there was without independent umpires, so I don't know how you feel about that, Eamon.
Yeah, very disappointing. I had been warned that that may happen in the next week or two. There's a big shortage of umpires for some unknown reason between holidays and unavailability. But fair play to the two teams, got on with it, and I didn't hear of any controversy. So good luck to the players who over umpired that game, that they got through that without a problem. Dunamana winning that one. Ballyspellin getting 240, a very respectable score. Their professional Brendan Lowne scoring 81. But Dunamana, not to be outdone, moved back into second place with a 2 wicket victory, 242 for 8. Young Levi Doherty's getting 60 runs of that total. So Dunamana moved above Brady now into second place behind runaway leaders Brigade.
In the day's final game, Strabane recorded what could be a pivotal one for them as they beat Glendermot by 8 wickets.
Yeah, they needed that result badly. Takes them off the bottom of the table now, swapping place with Coleraine. 163 Glendermot managed yesterday. Kesha Widget here, the professional 57. But Strabane batsmen got it together. Hasn't happened much this year, but yesterday they were in form. 166 for 2. Aaron Gillespie back in form as well, 75 not out. Massive result for Strabane. Gives them a glimmer of hope of avoiding the drop or maybe even avoiding the playoff.
In the championship, there was no signs of nerves from Burndennet as they racked up 257 for 8 in a game at home to Bodsglen.
Yeah, they're not runaway leaders by any means. Their game with Ardmore in a fortnight's going to decide that league. But they can't argue with their form this season. They're unbeaten. Yesterday, another massive result for them. Playing with great confidence, and certainly they'll be looking forward and hoping that they can get back up to the big stuff. It's been a number of years since they've been up there, so they're in a great position at the moment. But as I say, that game with Ardmore is going to be pivotal.
Donegal side St Johnson East took a convincing Vic 9 wicket win over Fox Lodge yesterday as well. The visitors, they were bowled out for 137, Eamon.
Yeah, very disappointing for Fox Lodge. They were in third position, still are in third, but the gap has opened up between them and the top two now. Very low score for them yesterday, but credit to St Johnson. Haven't had the greatest of seasons, but got it together yesterday, only losing the 1 wicket, getting that 138 for victory. Good result for St Johnson. Good to see the Donegal men getting a victory.
Now looking at next weekend, Eamon, any big games we can look forward to?
Well, we're looking at Ballyspellin, they entertain Brigade. That's obviously a massive home force for both clubs, Brigade especially, and Ballyspellin are still down, not completely out of the relegation battle by any means. So that's a big one next week. And also, Dunamana take on Eglinton. Dunamana will still want to stay in second place. And Eglinton, after a good result yesterday, they'll be hoping to do the damage up there. Glendermot, back in the losing yesterday, Glendermot, they're back in the relegation battle now again. They need at least another victory to pull clear. They entertained Brady, who was shell-shocked yesterday, as we know. Yeah. And then really the big one next week is that bottom of the table clash. Strabane, second and bottom, taking on bottom of the table, Coleraine. That's a massive game for both clubs.